Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Tuesday, some folks who don't much like President Biden ripped his performance in Europe last week. But I am not one of those people. The president did okay. He's not exactly Winston Churchill out there, but we all know that. He yelled at a CNN reporter, so good for him. But Mr. Biden did nothing to hurt the country in Europe. Now, that's a dramatic contrast to what the president is doing here in the USA. He is hurting all of us badly. Let's run it down. There is more inflation now than in any time in the past 30 years. That means all of us will pay more for the things we need, like food, like fuel, like clothing. You name it, it's going up. On the southern border, almost 200,000 migrants a month are being encountered by U.S. authorities. That is all on Biden's plate. And as you know, in our major cities, violent crime is through the roof. So here, President Biden is hurting us. Overseas, he didn't do any damage. Now this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.